Chatting now with rookie defensive end Derek Shelby, undrafted free agent out of Utah, and a guy that signed with the Dolphins a few days after the draft and has made a bigger impact, it seems like, every day since then. What has this year been like for you?
First off, going back to the draft, it was kind of a disappointment. I mean, every kid's dream is to get drafted after playing football for so long. I didn't get drafted, so I just started from there, just every day getting better, going out, having something to prove, and I think I've taken that approach the whole year.
Did you have a sense, you know, before the draft of maybe this team was interested or that team was interested going through that whole process?
Going through the process, I mean, you get the calls to make sure it's your number and everything. So I figured teams were interested because I had a good amount of phone calls. But as the rounds went on and you didn't see your name pop up, you kind of get the sense of how things were going to go from there.
All right, so a little while later, you signed with the Dolphins. You have the rookie mini camp. At that point, what are your expectations? What are your goals, I guess?
Stay around. I mean, yeah. That's the first thing, especially for an undrafted guy. Make the roster, and then from there, just don't give them a reason to send you home.
Yeah, I know it was a long time ago, and we're very focused on forward thinking in pro football. But you know, if you do put your brain back during training camp and the preseason and what that was all like, I imagine, as you just said, every day you're trying to prove yourself and not give them a reason to send you home. But how confident were you as that kind of process went along that you belonged at this level?
I got pretty confident once the game started. I mean, in the games, I was making plays left and right, so I kind of figured that maybe I can stick around.
What was the biggest adjustment?
Definitely the speed. I mean, these are big, strong guys. I mean, you kind of get used to dealing with physical guys, but just the speed of the linemen, the speed of everybody. It was just the first mini camp with all the vets and everything. That really was eye-opening. So I just from there, I knew I had to step my game up.
Talking to rookie defensive end Derek Shelby, as kind of training camp and then into the season went on, some of the veteran guys take you under your wing a little bit, under their wing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Cam is kind of like a guy that came in the same situation. So any tip or anything I get from Cam has always been a plus. Just he basically tells me, go out and do what you do in practice, and it'll come to you.
There are a couple guys on this team, you know, they've had the undrafted route. And, I mean, Cam's story is even, you know, much more windy than that one.
Yeah.
Is there almost this, like, you know, unspoken bond between, you know, some of the guys that have had some of the less traditional paths to get here?
I think it is, because you kind of know how you got to go about things. And only a guy that's been through it can know how you really feel about things. So it was kind of good having a guy like that.
It's got to be a good source of motivation, too. I mean, you look at somebody like Devon Bess. He's one of the best at what he does in the slot, and it's a guy that had a similar path. And it's like, okay, this can be done. You know, I'm not all alone here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. But when Devon came in, I think they had the real two-a-days. But even seeing a guy doing it and just seeing him still around, it's just that much more motivation for you to do it. I mean, even when you're tired, I mean, it's not much else going for you. You have little things like that kind of keep you going.
Long overdue visit with Derek Shelby, the rookie out of Utah. What kind of defensive end do you see yourself at this level as kind of time goes on and you get more and more comfortable?
More and more comfortable. I think once you get comfortable, that's when you really get to show what kind of player you are. First couple of games you're out there, it's like, please don't mess up. Please don't mess up. But as it's going on, I've been pretty good against the run. I need to step up my, like, pass production and things like that. But those type of things come.
So what are your goals in the final four games of your rookie season?
Get a sack. That's the biggest one. I got a couple quarterback hits, but not that elusive sack.
All right, so we're looking for the sack. What's the biggest lesson you've learned about football? Is it a preparation thing? Is it a physical thing? Is it a mental thing, you know, kind of going through this year?
Oh, definitely a mental thing. Last year, I think I played 13 games. Right now, including the preseason, I think this is 17 or something like that.
Yeah.
It's definitely a mental thing because physically you'll get drained. You'll be tired, but if you could keep that mental edge, I think it kind of pushes you through past some of the other stuff.
Well, you mentioned the college season, and I mean, you look around this locker room, I imagine at times you feel like you're back at Utah. You got a lot of familiar faces when you got here.
That kind of helps, but it's still to each his own. Every guy has to deal with their own way, and I think the mental thing really is what got me through it.
What's been the expansion of your role, you know, from the beginning? You know, we can look at snap counts and those kinds of things, but how would you describe what your role was, you know, week one as compared to week eight, as maybe compared to this week as we get ready for San Francisco?
Well, our coach would say anytime as Ricky's in there, he's not sleeping well at night. But I think as the season goes on, he gets more and more comfortable with you in there. You show him you could do it. So this point of the season, I think I kind of feel like I'm just one of the guys. This is just my first year playing.
And then you were in there at crunch time the other day against New England. Do you read into that at all? Like, okay, these guys trust me in a huge situation here to be out on the field?
Oh, definitely. I mean, if your football is the type of game, you got to show the guys that control how you go in that you could do it. And to be in that type of spot definitely gives you a lot of confidence.
All right, Derek Shelby, appreciate you coming in. Great to get to know you a little bit more. Looks like big things ahead for you, and congratulations on a good rookie season so far.
I hope so, and thanks.